Welcome back to this video series. In this video, I'm going to share with you why stress is known as a silent killer. Now, in the last video, I talked about the impact of our events of the past. And in the previous video, I spoke about how our thoughts impact our physical well-being. Stress is known as a silent killer for a number of reasons. The main one being is that most of our stress happens well below our conscious awareness. Now, our body is being triggered by external events and things around us, and this is where stress really takes hold. So I just want to share with you, we have in the temporal lobe of the brain, here on the sides, we have what is known as the amygdala. Now, the amygdala is about the size of my thumbnail or an almond nut. It is a set of nuclei that are operating 24/7, 365, whether we are consciously aware or not, whether we are awake or sleeping. The amygdala is hypervigilant and hyperalert to everything that is happening in our environment. The amygdala can be likened to the little meerkat. If you've ever seen any of the National Geographic videos, little meerkat is a little suricate that stands on his tippy-tippy toes, and he is ever vigilant of what is happening in the environment. The meerkat's role is to keep the little family of meerkats safe and secure. So he's standing there watching and ever alert, looking around him to see, is there any possible danger that might threaten that family unit? And our amygdala, which is located in the temporal lobe of the brain, is just the same as this little meerkat. I hope you like the analogy. Now, the amygdala is responding to our six senses. That is what we see, what we smell, what we hear, even what we taste, as well as what we feel. And then as women, we have a very acute sixth sense. We just know that we know that something is not right. So that's the six senses that the amygdala responds to. Now, the vast majority of the responses from the amygdala, which is triggering the release of adrenaline and cortisol, or even noradrenaline, to be released into the body's bloodstream, the amygdala is functioning well below our conscious awareness. And that is the real danger of stress, that we're not even aware that our body is being triggered by the typical flight, fright, or freeze response. And I just want to share something about that with you now. Have you noticed that whenever you do get stressed, that you might become more aggressive, might get more irritated, frustrated, even really angry? Because your fight response has been triggered, or that you go into flight. Now, as I said to you in a previous video, as a child, I avoided conflict like anything. I literally would want to run away from conflict. That was my flight response being triggered, and I wanted to run. The third being the freeze response, which is actually normally the first response that happens, and we very quickly bypass that into the fight or flight response. That freeze response is like being a deer in headlights and you just stand there. Those three responses, fight, flight, and freeze response, are actually designed to keep us safe, to keep us secure. In other words, necessary for our survival. Now, what happens when this is being triggered in our physical body? Immediately, we literally flip a switch. In other words, what happens is the frontal lobe of the brain, the energy that is responsible for our clear, logical, rational, linear thinking, we flip a switch and we go into what is known as the hindbrain. We don't even have the opportunity to think. This response is triggered so fast, it is automatic, that most of us are caught off guard. Now, in my opening video, I shared with you about how stress is a relationship destroyer. Have you noticed that when you get stressed, you say and do things that are inappropriate, and you catch yourself and you go, oh my goodness, what was I thinking? Really? Did I just say that? Did that really come out of my mouth? Have you ever caught yourself in that experience? Because what has just happened is we have typically experienced what is known as the amygdala hijack. Now, do you remember that boxing match which was between Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield? You might not be a boxing fanatic, and I certainly remember this because it made national headlines international headlines worldwide. During that boxing match, Mike Tyson bit Evander Holyfield's ear, totally against the rules. And it cost him $3 million in a fine. But more than the fine, it cost him his entire boxing reputation and his career. So in other words, using Mike Tyson's example, that amygdala hijack that he experienced during that boxing match because his life was under threat and he did something completely inappropriate against the rules, it was career limiting. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you have said and done something inappropriate? It could be at work, could be in a relationship, could be with family, friends, because you were stressed, you weren't thinking clearly, and you said and did something completely inappropriate. I know I've caught myself in that situation many times, because that's what stress does to us. As I mentioned, it is an emotional hijack or an amygdala hijack. Can you relate to this? You might want to use the audio that I mentioned in the previous video to clear any embarrassment or unease or regret, remorse, guilt, or even feeling ashamed of situations that you have found yourself in the past where you were subjected to an amygdala hijack. So that's the first thing that happens when the stress response is triggered in our body, is we go through this brain flip, or the switch is being flipped. The second response that happens is that we have our energy of our digestive system completely shut off. The reason that happens is the body is protecting us because now we can go into fight or flight mode to get out of a situation. So all the energy from the digestive process, which actually consumes a lot of energy, is required for us to be able to fight or flight. Have you noticed that your stomach gets really uncomfortable when you are under a lot of stress? Do you remember the first exercise I did with you in the first video where I got you to think of a stress response and I went through the different elements of what happens to the body? Typically, for many of us, whether we are aware of it or not, our stomach goes into a knot when we get stressed. Now, if you are being repeatedly stressed again and again throughout the day or have what is known as chronic stress, excessive stress, the impact on your stomach is going to be so severe that you might end up with either chronic stomach problems. It could be whether you get constipation or diarrhea or other illnesses that are associated with the digestive tract and the stomach area. Maybe this is giving you a clue to some health issues that you are currently facing. And another element of what stress does to us is it makes, for a lot of people, it makes us comfort eat. So we eat far more than we should, or we end up putting on weight as a result, because our digestive system cannot manage the amount of food that it needs to digest, because the stress that we are going through is completely interrupting and repeatedly interrupting that digestive process. Is this making sense to you now as to why you may be experiencing some kind of digestive issues or stomach issues? Now, I'm still talking to you about stress being a silent killer. The third impact that stress has on us, because our digestive system is being interrupted, our immune system is also interrupted. Have you noticed that when you are subjected to a lot of stress, that you start to have and experience a lot of colds and flus and other kind of illnesses? because it is commonly known, and in fact the medical fraternity say this frequently, that approximately 90 to 95% of all illness and disease is stress related. And this is why stress is a silent killer. Not only does it affect our brain functioning and our thought process, but it affects our digestive system, which is affecting so many other functions of the physical body, but most importantly, it is affecting our immune system. Now, there's another aspect just to throw into this mix of what stress is doing to us, is that the adrenaline that courses through our veins, whether it's adrenaline, noradrenaline, or cortisol, are actually acidic by nature. Now, are you aware that our body is made up of a pH balance? In other words, we have an alkaline state, a neutral state, and an acidic state. Now, if you ever did any chemistry at school, you would have studied this in the science lab. I certainly did. Very simply, what you can do if you want to test your pH balance is to go to any local pharmacy or chemist and ask them for some litmus paper. Now, litmus paper, basically what it does is it'll give you a reading of whether your body is alkaline or acidic. Unfortunately, our diets today are full of sugars, where they are complex carbs or simple carbs or even regular sugar itself. Now, that creates more acidity for the physical body, as does things like soda drinks, teas and coffees. Virtually all our manufactured food has a lot of sugar in it. Sugar creates more acidity for the body. So if you are experiencing a lot of stress, your body is likely to be more acidic. Now, what you are partaking of in your daily diet and nutritional supplementation might also be affecting your pH level and making your body even more acidic than necessary. So the acidity in our body is also where diseases and illness thrive, particularly things like bacteria and viruses. And this is why we find ourselves with such a high prevalence of things like cancer today, because cancer thrives in an acidic environment. Simply change your body's pH to a neutral, or better still, alkaline, and disease and illness is going to be a lot less likely to thrive. So just to recap, the brain is hijacked by something that happens externally because of what the amygdala picks up. Simultaneous and automatically, the digestive system is impaired and interrupted, as well as our immune system. And because of the amount of acidity that stress causes in our body, this is why stress is known as a silent killer. I already also alluded to the fact that and explained why stress is also a relationship destroyer, for the simple reason that we get hijacked. We go into the amygdala hijack, and then we end up saying and doing things that are completely inappropriate, sometimes extremely embarrassing. If this has happened to you, please don't be hard on yourself. It's okay, you had no idea. And I can assure you that in the future, if you're stressed, unless you have an acute awareness and take what I am teaching you to heart, you will notice very quickly what happens to you in those situations. Now, many of us are so caught off guard by the stresses because we're not aware that this is happening. Remember, I said to you that your stress happening below your conscious awareness is also the danger of stress. Your body is responding to stress again and again throughout the day without you consciously being aware. In my next video, I'm going to share with you why stress is known as a dream stealer. I look forward to seeing you in the next video. Thank you.